We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Dalad, Dinam Maflik B'Sfina. Sif Aleph, Ema Fligin B'Sfina Layam, one may not go out on a boat on the sea, Pachs M'Shloshim Yom Kodem Shabbos, less than 3 days before Shabbos. And there are many reasons given for this. One is because when a person goes on a boat, he has to get accustomed to traveling on the boat, and we don't want him to be in difficulty on Shabbos. Another reason that the Mishnah Berurah suggests is because once we're within 3 days of Shabbos, we have to be thinking about Shabbos, and we may not do anything that could lead to Chil Shabbos. And based on that reason, we have to, this halacha has to be applied not only to somebody traveling on a boat, but also doing anything within the 3 days before Shabbos that could lead to Chil Shabbos. So if somebody has to, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, have to have some sort of a medical procedure, and of course if it's a medical procedure that must take place immediately, then it has to be taking place. But if it's a medical procedure that could be done earlier in the week, one should not do it closer to Shabbos, because within 3 days of Shabbos we should be thinking that maybe Chas V'Shalom will have to be Mechal Shabbos because of this procedure, or maybe the person won't be uncomfortable, will be uncomfortable on Shabbos. The Hainu, that means Miyom Revi Ve'elech, from Wednesday and on, it's Usur. Truthfully, the boats and ships that we have nowadays have a much greater issue because they all work with electricity and many Melachos D'oraisa are involved in moving a boat in a boat's operation. But the question is, who is the boat traveling for? And if the boat is primarily traveling for non-Jews, so then it doesn't turn out that the boat is doing anything on behalf of Jews. So if most of the passengers are not Jewish, then we don't have a situation. But if we have a situation where the boat will only travel if it has a certain amount of passengers, and that number is achieved because of the Jewish passengers, so now we have a much more complicated question. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosay brings up that means that the boat is moving and operating because of the Jews, which involve Melachos D'oraisa. Avalam Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah, if the purpose of the travel is for Dvar Mitzvah, Mutah Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, then you could even travel in Erev Shabbos. And a Dvar Mitzvah does not mean only a mitzvah. If somebody's going for panosa, for work-related travel, or he's going to travel to Eretz Yisrael, or he's going to a simcha, and all these, for this purpose, are considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Sipes, Al Naharis, Mutal Haflik V'Sfin V'Chol Inyan, we allowed to travel on a river under all circumstances. I feel about Shabbos even on Friday. As long as a Yisrael doesn't have to do any melacha on Shabbos. And even if animals are pulling this boat, it would be mutter. However, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is being lenient when it comes to boats under certain circumstances, the Paiskim all agree when it comes to travel on a plane or on a train, even if they're not operated by Jews, even if Litzarech Mitzvah, the halacha is one should not travel on such a vehicle on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, Hech Demutal Haflik B'Svin V'Erev Shabbos, where one may travel on Erev Shabbos, if Nechnas Baba Erev Shabbos, if he entered the boat on Erev Shabbos, V'Yashav Shaman HaChashech, and he was there until Shabbos began. Even though Friday night he slept at home, he could enter the boat on Shabbos, as long as the boat is not traveling only on behalf of Jews. But since he was in his home Friday night, so his place of resting for Shabbos is his home. If the boat traveled more than the 2,000 amma of the Tchum Shabbos, or Baba Shabbos Le Yabasha, and then on Shabbos it arrived to the port, Ein lo sham el arba amas. He only has four amas. He can't walk past his tchum. And the same thing is if somebody was on a plane and the plane got delayed and it only landed after Shabbos, if it would be at all possible, he should not get off the plane for the duration of Shabbos. If that is not impossible, they won't allow him to remain on the plane for the duration of Shabbos. He could go to the terminal, but he has to remain in the terminal for the duration of Shabbos. Siftalis. L'lechs b'svinim b'Shabbos k'deil espal b'sara. If one is traveling on a boat on Shabbos, in order that he should be able to have a minyan, or a mitzvah acheres, so he's traveling for a different mitzvah, im ha'svinim l'lechs gam b'shvil acherim. Again, if the boat is going for other people as well, then yesh l'hati, you could go on the boat. M'kam akim, but even if you're going to begin traveling on a boat on Shabbos, yesh l'yisrael l'konis b'teich ha'svinim b'erev Shabbos, the Jew who's going to be traveling on that boat, that's beginning to travel on Shabbos, should enter the boat on Friday, Friday by day, and remain there until night. And then Shabbos, he can return to the boat. To enter the boat as it starts its voyage. As we've been saying, if the boat is only operating because of Yisrael or Yisraelim, ein lahata, then you shouldn't start such a travel on Shabbos under any circumstances. Simen ayin hey, din adlokas aneiros. Sif aleph, chay kol adam lahafrish asatzme melacham. Everybody should separate themselves from working lahalik aneiros and to light the candles. L'chol apachas. A half an hour before the Tzeisek Chavim. There are many minhagim about what is the right time to light the candles. There is the opinion of the Urayim, who says that one should stop doing melacha already on Friday, 20 minutes before the Shkia. And therefore, according to Urayim, the candles should be lit by 20 minutes before the Shkia, and nobody should be working at that time. There are those that are a little more lenient, 18 minutes, 16 minutes, but again, the Rishonim already say that as much time as we add within, after the Plag HaMincha, to bringing Shabbos in earlier, that shows much Kavod HaShabbos. And in Yerushalayim, the minig is that they light candles 40 minutes before the Shkia, but the Paiskim say that that minig in Yerushalayim is primarily for the women. Men could continue working even though the wives lit candles. But again, following the various manim that there are when one should start observing Shabbos. So it's important to introduce that this sif is referring to a world where there was one shul in the community, it was one community, and everybody followed the same times, everybody followed the same in Hagim. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, once Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos is said in the shul, Af Pishei Dain Yeshtei Shos Laila, there's 2 hours before the Tzeis. Become Hagim, if this community already accepted Shabbos, Chal Shabbos Al Mut, everybody has to keep already Shabbos, or Surim B'Kol HaMelachas. The Kitzur said that Shabbos is accepted by Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, we who say l'chadoidi, Shabbos is accepted with l'chadoidi. There's only a question, what does that mean? Does that mean as soon as they start singing l'chadoidi, or does it only mean when we get to by kala? Also, as much as we're saying that once the entire community accepted Shabbos, it's Shabbos for everybody, that's only if it's after the Plag HaMincha. But before Plag HaMincha, Shabbos cannot be accepted. And when we're saying that the entire community accepts the Shabbos, that means for everybody, men, women, everybody, even people who are obviously not coming to shul, once this community in that world accepted Shabbos, everybody has to keep Shabbos. Afilu, even Mishabar Meir Echis Lakan, somebody who isn't even a member of this community, Chalal of Shabbos, Shabbos begins, Miyad kishayim ritzibim mizmashil yom Shabbos. As soon as they say mizmashil yom Shabbos, ובעיר שיש בה שני בתי כנסיות, and a city that has two shuls, אין נחה נגרא חברוי. One shul doesn't, everybody follows the minig of his shul. And in places where there are many shuls, and people don't specifically only daven in one shul, so that everybody's Shabbos is according to when they are mekabel Shabbos. Sibbeis. Mitzvah lahabris b'neiris l'kovet Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to have many candles lit for Kabbal Shabbos. It's a mitzvah that is most important. And even Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, where we have electricity in our homes and we have lights, still there's a very important mitzvah to light the Neiris Shabbos. Yesh nehagim lahadlik asorah. There are those that have a minig to light 10 candles. Yesh madlikim shiva. Some have a minig to light 7 candles. V'kaponim roi shloi lefchais mishnei neiris. There should always be at least 2 candles. Keneged zocha v'shamar. And that's why many people, even if they light more candles because of the different menhagim that we just learned, or because they have the minig that for every child that's born, they light another candle. But the 2 candles, many have a minig they keep always lighting separate. Those are the 2 fundamental candles. They are because of Zoch v'Shamar, and some keep them separate from all the other candles because they have their own distinct purpose. In a situation where there's no candles or whatever, Gam b'chatzagi, 1 candle is sufficient. V'yeruchim, the candle should be long enough. They should remain lit till after the Suda Shabbos is over. But if people are, if somebody is lighting candles at home and they're not going to be home for the Shabbos meal, so either they should only leave after it gets dark, or they should make sure to come home before, they should light long candles to come home before the candles go out. If that is not possible, when you're lighting the candles, you should also put on electricity, you should put on a light, and have in mind that with that bulb, with those bulbs, with that light that you're lighting, it should also be l'kavod Shabbos. And if that light is on when you come home, you will fulfill this issue as well. V'zar, v'had l'knos neres yofim, one should buy nice candles, l'omer afuna, harogu b'ner Shabbos. If somebody is careful with the Neir Shabbos, l'shtadlboi, l'asoy seyofa, he's careful to make it as nice as possible. Havenle, bonim tamid chomim, he'll have children who are tamid chomim. And many say that l'asoy seyofa means olive oil, because as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Dalet says, that tamid chomim at Yisrael are compared to olive oil. The candles of Shabbos, one we're learning, brings as a school for having children, Talmid Chachamim. It's also, the Zohar says, a school for long life. The Siddur Shel Shabbos says it brings Sholem, peace, Simcha V'Shalva, peace and tranquility. It brings Parnasa Tova. It extinguishes the fire of Yetzahara. Shnemar, Kiner Mitzvah Tayr'ar. Aydei Ner Mitzvah, by lighting the Shabbos candle, or Torah, we bring the light of Torah to the world. And therefore, it's most appropriate that the woman, as she's lighting the Shabbos candles, should daven. She should have male children who are talmidei chachamim. Toiv shetitim mekoidim, and it's appropriate before they light the candles to give eizah prutos l'tzedakah, to give some tzedakah. And a woman who's having difficulty raising her children, or she ain't like klal, or unfortunately she has no children, after she lights the candles Friday night, she should say the haftarah of Chana, which is the parak of Chana, which is what is the haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. She should understand what she says. She should say with great concentration, hoping that her tefillah will be answered. Sif Gimel, mitzvah min amufch ladik b'nei Hashem zayis. The best would be to light olive oil. V'gam shegun ha'rogel b'neinu shekoyim Hashem ha'pruchim. But all types of oil are kosher. Avol, shashmonim, But there are oils, yesh mehem, she'enem k'sherim, that should specifically not be used. The meaning in some places is that they don't use olive oil, they use regular candles. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses, there's a concern, shemayata, a concern you may tilt the nail, the candle, and that is much less of a concern by regular candles. The Gama Psila and the wick, Yehada Shetei Mitzem Gefen, it should be from cotton or pishtin, or from linen or canvas. Kibishadvarim, again, other materials, Eishbem Shenim Ksherim, are not usable for olive oil. The olive oil that is used does not have to be edible olive oil. Abinasenu, Nahagan Lalik, Meneris Asuim, Mechelev, we write like regular candles, Vehem, Ksherim, and you can use them. To put a chunk of wax in a bowl, and then just put a wick on top of it, that's not the way to light the candles. When you're lighting the candle, you have to make sure that most of the wick that's protruding from the candle is lit. Whether you're lighting with olive oil or you're lighting a wax candle, most of the light has to catch on to the wick. Siftalut, Kfar Yidusha Kol Mitzvahs. We know that typically when we speak about a mitzvah, the bracha is made before you do the mitzvah. But, says the Kutzer Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to lighting the candles, we have a problem. With just lighting, that's how the woman is accepting upon herself Shabbos. And reciting the bracha is already considered like you lit the candles. So what should you do? Because im kain, if that is the case, im tvarach tchilav, she's first going to make the bracha, l'suchorod lahadlik, she won't at that point anymore be able to light the candles, because by reciting the bracha, for her, it's already Shabbos. Alkein hi madlakas tchilah, what the women should do is they should light first, but we want the bracha should take place before the mitzvah is done. What she does is pereshes yodei keneged panel, she puts her hands next to her face, shloi tira aneris, that she shouldn't see the candles yet, and then she says the bracha, and then she takes her hands away from her face, and then she'll see the candles. It's like she made the bracha before she actually lit. And that's why there's a very big concern about extinguishing the match after you light the candles. Because once you lit the candles, it's Shabbos already. And it's Shabbos for this woman. And once it's Shabbos, of course, she can't blow out a match. So what she should do is, she should leave the match on the tray or in a receptacle and let it go out by itself. Or use one of the other types of candle lighters that will avoid this problem. When a person is lighting many candles, so just putting your hand over your face won't be sufficient. And that's why they should keep their eyes closed when they say the bracha. It's also appropriate, the minig is that women like wave in front of the candles before they make the bracha, and that is a minig that should be continued. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, however, umeshum lo plug, because we want to have one consistent minig, nohagas kach kam b'yontiv, they do the same on yontiv. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Even though on yontiv we don't have this problem of making a bracha and then lighting, because on yontiv we're allowed to light a candle. There are those that differentiate on yontiv, because they're two minhagim when the candles are lit on yontiv. Some light the candles on yontiv like they do on Shabbos, as by the Zman. So they should do the same as they do by every Shabbos, not to start differentiating. But there are those that have a minhag that on yontiv, they only light the candles right before the meal. If they're only lighting the candles right before the meal, So then they can, if the only lighting the candle is right before the meal, so then the halacha is you could not, you don't have to go through this entire procedure. Vika Neris Shven have a Kabbalah Shabbos. The main candles that are considered the candles were which a woman accepts Shabbos with, and Elu Shal Shulchan Shulchan Lov. Those are the candles that are on the table on which we eat. V'kein Tadlik Oysam Bechroinu. Those should be lit last. U'b'shasa Tzorich. But when of great need, Kigon Shitzricho Aleches L'Tfilo L'Chopa. She has to go to the mikvah. She has to go to a wedding. Or Shadav Nachat or something else that's important. When she lights the candle, she can make a stipulation. She's not accepting Shabbos with this lighting of the candles. Then we don't have a problem with the bracha. And when making the stipulation, I feel a Tanai Belev Sagi. It's satisfactory just to think the Tanai. You don't have to verbalize the Tanai. But this is something that should be avoided. One should not make a Tanai unless absolutely necessary. Furthermore, on Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, most notable, one, if going to light the candles, then make a Tanai, not say a Shechiyonu. Because once you're saying a Shechiyonu, you are accepting Yom Tov by yourself, and on that, the Tanai won't help. So if a woman's lighting candles, but she wants to go in a car or whatever, after the lighting of the candles, it's before the Zman, of course, then she, before this man that you're not allowed to go in a car, she should not make the Shechiyonu if it's the time the Shechiyonu is made. She should only make the Shechiyonu when she's going to start keeping Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Tanai, as we just learned, does not have to be said, does not have to be verbalized, but the Tanai should be that I don't want to be Kabbal Shabbos. Just having a Tanai that I want to be able to do something is inadequate. The Tanai has to be clear that with the lighting of the candles, I'm not prepared yet to be Mekabel Shabbos.